Love Talk Radio.
We thank you that our families are complete in you. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift, Lord, comes from you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Bible study on tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We say, have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Speak to our hearts, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us. Hallelujah. Let the word come forth, oh God, and might and power and anointing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for touching and for meeting every man, woman, boy, girl that will be under the sound of our voices, meeting them at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above. We praise and do magnify your name today. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Father God, we thank you for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, once again, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor your name.
Yes, yes.
Glorify your name. For you get the honor and the glory and the praise. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have been, hallelujah, studying the 9 types of prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prayer, petition, or faith. The prayer of agreement, the prayer of supplication, the prayer of dedication or consecration, the casting all your cares upon the Lord prayer, united prayer or corporate prayer, intercessory prayer, and praying in the Spirit. What we're going to do tonight, we'll play as a review, one audio of the prayer of supplication, which we did last week. We will entertain comments, but not questions on that. You just check your notes to make sure you have everything. Then we will deal with the prayer, glory to God, of dedication or consecration.
Yes.
And we will listen to that twice. So we'll make sure if we miss something the first time, we will get it the second time. And after each playing of the prayer of dedication, we'll have 3 to 5 minutes to deal with questions or comments.
Yeah.
All right. Praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is called the prayer of supplication. Again, today's topic that we're discussing is called the prayer of supplication. This week and next week, if you've been following with us, we're going through a mini-series where we're discussing the different types of prayer that are discussed in the Bible. There are 9 different main types of prayer that are discussed in the Bible, and we're going to be covering those this week and next week. That way, you have a better understanding of the different types of prayer that are out there. Now, the reason why that's important, as we've said it before, in many cases, the reason why people's prayers are not answered is oftentimes because they're not praying in the correct manner. In other words, there are rules or certain rules that govern prayer. And what we're doing this week and next week is we're discussing the different types of prayers that are out there in the Word so that when you encounter a situation or need or desire in your life, you know how to provide or apply the correct type of prayer to your situation. That being said, there's other reasons why people don't get their prayers answered sometimes as well. Sometimes they just simply say a prayer, but they don't put no faith behind it. Other times they say a prayer, but it doesn't line up in accordance with the will of God for their life, so it's not answered either. Other times, I heard Kenneth Copeland say one time that people are praying the right thing, they're just not doing it enough. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to move on to our next prayer that we're covering, and today's prayer is the prayer of supplication. Now, the first question that comes up when we talk about the prayer of supplication is what exactly is a prayer of supplication, and why do I need to use it? Well, a prayer of supplication is simply this. Sometimes people confuse a prayer of supplication to be a casual request or a casual prayer. I will tell you that there is nothing casual about praying. In fact, sometimes we hear people say that when they're going through a tough situation, all you can do now is pray, or all you can do now is put it in God's hands. I'm going to tell you that you need to get to a place within your mindset that when you need an answer, the first thing you do is take it to the throne. You take it directly to God. In other words, prayer is not the last thing you do. Prayer is not the only thing you can do now. Prayer is the first thing you do. And you take it directly to the throne by praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, what a prayer of supplication is again, it's not a casual prayer. The prayer of supplication is a humble prayer. It's a humble request that you make unto the Lord. In other words, prayer of supplication deals more with the manner in which you pray rather than the words in which you say or the content that you're presenting before the Lord. And by content, I'm meaning when you're wordsmithing. Sometimes when people pray, sometimes people have good vocabularies. And so if they have a good vocabulary, when they pray, it may sound more eloquent than yours. But I will tell you, it does not take an eloquent prayer to make a prayer work. What makes the prayer of supplication work is that it deals with the manner in which you prayed. It deals with your condition of your heart. It's a humble request that deals with the manner in which you prayed, and it deals with your heart. I will tell you that if someone does pray around you and they sound very eloquent, they may not necessarily think they sound eloquent. That's just how they speak. That's their vernacular. That's how they. That's their depository bank in their mind of the vocabulary that they use, and there's nothing wrong with that. But other times when people try to pray and they're being haughty about it, or they're trying to boast on, look how fancy I pray, I will tell you that those prayers don't avail much because they're done in the wrong manner. Like I said, the prayer supplication is based around, it's a humble request, a humble prayer that deals with the manner in which you pray. I want to go ahead and get right into some scripture and give you some scriptures that back up what the prayer supplication is, and then we're going to explain how to use and apply it to your life. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to go through verses 6 through 7. Let's read. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, what you will notice is that there's a reoccurring theme to all the different types of prayer we're going to show you. Every type of prayer starts with you asking. It tells us in the book of James that you have not because you ask not. Prayer starts with a form of asking, but prayer must always end with a form of thanksgiving or giving thanks to God. Why? Because when you pray, you're supposed to believe you have already received the answer to what you prayed about. You're supposed to believe you already received that thing you prayed for. And the way you show that is by operating in faith. And the way you illustrate your faith is by presenting true and genuine thanksgiving to God, thanking him for that answer. And every time that thing pops back up in your mind and you think about it, you simply thank the Lord for it. And if you have to thank him 100 times within 1 minute, then you thank him 100 times within 1 minute. Remember, this is called Champion's Minute. If you don't know what that means, my name is Neil. And the meaning of the name Neil is champion. When I first went before the Lord and asked him what he wanted me to call my broadcast, the Lord told me he wanted us to call our main broadcast Champion's Walk, which meant Neil's Walk. In these short teachings, he wanted me to call it Champion's Minute. And what we're basically discussing is these are things that I have operated and used within my own life. These aren't things I just pull out of a book or pull off of a teaching I hear from someone else, and I'm like, that's good, I need to teach that. No. I'm led by the Holy Spirit to teach on things that he's shown us and that we practice. So remember, a prayer supplication deals with your heart. Now, when it talks about this, other translations also talk about Philippians 4, 6 through 7, that he'll give you the peace that transcends or surpasses all understanding, and that peace helps to guard both your heart and your mind. Why? Because that's where doubt tries to fester. Doubt will always try to enter your mind, and by entering your mind, it'll try to worm its way down to your heart. I will tell you that it's possible for a person to doubt with their mind, but not doubt with their heart. But if you don't deal with doubt, that once it enters your mind, eventually it can try to worm its way down into your heart. And when you doubt with your heart, that's when you're doubting God's ability to actually do that thing you prayed for, or it's you doubting that he actually has the ability to perform what his word promised he would perform. When doubt gets in your mind, you need to get it right out. You need to take hold of those thoughts and cast them down. You know, it talks about how you don't let birds roost in your hair, nor should you let doubt roost in your mind. Let's go ahead and move on to our next scripture. The next scripture I want to read to you is out of Ephesians, and it's going to be 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Sometimes people have a hard time of understanding what the saints mean. If you come from a Catholic background or if you're in the Catholic faith, the saints that you're taught to are the people who live what they would consider by man's standard extraordinary lives of holiness, who are recognized by the Catholic Church. Now, it's nothing wrong for the Catholic Church to acknowledge those people, but I will tell you that when we start to exalt any type of person higher than the Lord or on the same level as the Lord, we're almost holding it up as a false idol or deity. So we need to be careful with that. It's okay for us to show honor to saints to people that they believe are saints that have lived extra extraordinary lives, but you must be very careful that you exalt them to be on the same level as Jesus or the Lord, or that you turn around and you hold them in some type of a deity status. Now, that being said, the saints that that's actually talking about in Ephesians, it's actually talking about saints. That's what they refer to as believers. I remember when I first got saved, I used to refer to people sometimes that, man, you know, I'm a saint. And they turn around and get so upset with that. And I can understand why. Because they had in their mindset from a Catholic background what the church held as a saint. And then they saw me, and even though I was saved, they saw my lifestyle of living, and they said, you are not a saint. That being said, I will tell you that it refers to here praying for all the saints. Saints are considered all the believers. Let's go ahead and move on to our next one. Our next one is out of 1 Timothy, and it's chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I will tell you that this scripture right here describes what the church is supposed to be doing, but much of the body of Christ is not. Let me go through it. It says that he exalts, first of all, that supplications, prayer, supplication, humble, earnest request that you're praying on behalf of yourself or another, the humble, earnest prayer of supplication. Also, intercessions. That's when you're praying on behalf of another person. You're interceding for them. And as you grow in the prayer of intercession, sometimes the Lord will lay that down on your heart as a burden. It'll be a heaviness. We'll talk about that at other times. We're going to cover intercession later on in the series. But intercession, sometimes he'll lay a burden on your heart or heaviness. And it might even be for a person you don't even know. The next level it talks about is and giving of thanks, which we're also going to talk about the prayer of thanksgiving, worship, and praise later on as well. But in giving of thanks, be made for all men. All men means all men. That doesn't mean the people that you like only. That means all men. And then it finishes it where it says, because honor to whom honor is due, God talks about for kings and all who are in authority. Guys, if you're praying the prayer of supplication, we've covered how to do it. Again, and just a quick recap, a prayer of supplication deals with you having right standing of the heart. It's not a casual request, but it's a humble request. You don't necessarily have to back it with all kinds of scriptures. You don't have to write it down like a petition or prayer petition like we showed before. It's just simply you going before God, and you're making a humble and earnest request before him. And as you make it to him, you're making the request directly to the Father, so you're praying directly to God, and you're doing it in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is our intercessor that's at his right hand. No one else is at God's right hand except Jesus, and Jesus is our intercessor. They said when he went to be with the Father, he would turn around and give us the Holy Spirit for comfort, but he was going to the Father to be our intercessor, and he said that anything we ask of the Father in his name would be given to us. Guys, I hope that you found this teaching encouraging today. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com. In addition to that, swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to swing by our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, or our Twitter. And when you go on there, connect with us. Like us, share us, subscribe to us, do whatever you need to do. If you're finding these teachings encouraging, there's a good chance the loved ones around you will as well. We invite you to help share this word and partner with us on that so we can get the good word, the good news, out to the lost. Guys, I want to thank you and remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Power off.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Oh, yes. You can open it up for comments.
Yes.
No questions. This is just a review so you can fill in your notes. But any comments about prayer of supplication?
Yep. 718. Any comments, anybody? Clarity?
No. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Tiffany, real quick, I just got on, so I really didn't hear everything. So could someone recap what the prayer is and the name so I can get my notes?
I'll give you the four scriptures. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, Ephesians 6 18, 1 Timothy 1, 1 and 2. This is just a few from last week. Tonight we're doing a different prayer. That was a prayer supplication, and it deals with the heart, and it is in which the manner in which you pray. And they were the three scriptures, and we're going to do that was just a review from last week, and then but tonight we're doing a different prayer.
All right, and this prayer that we did for last week is called
Prayer of Supplication.
Supplication?
Yes.
Okay. And then those scriptures again are?
Ephesians 4 and
uh-huh.
7.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 6:18.
Okay.
And 1 Timothy 1:1 and 2.
So it's 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2.
Sorry. Say that again. 1 Timothy 2.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. So thank you.
1 Corinthians 2:1 and 2.
Yes, 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2.
Okay, thank you. And then the second prayer is the one that we're on today. So this was supplication, and that was last week. Prayer one, first supplication is first prayer.
The first prayer was the prayer of petition or faith. Then we went to the prayer of agreement. Mm-hmm. And last week is the prayer of supplication. Okay.
We're
going to be dealing with dedication and consecration.
Okay. Dedication and consecration.
Consecration, yes.
Amen. Okay. All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes is okay.
Okay, guys.
Okay. I wish they were all in a row, but they're not all in a row, so I got to find it. Neil Reyes, Prayer of Dedication. Thank you. prayer dedication. You see,
well, I'm back and tell them that he's got a new one and they go so easy.
No,
they
don't.
Thank you.
And I think that one, that was, I think that note went with the prayer of petition and prayer of faith. And when you're praying for something, and you believe in God for it, we were always told to write out some scriptures. And that goes with any and everything. When you're believing God for something, write out some scriptures that has to do with that situation. Find some scriptures that you can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
About whatever you're praying for. And this is like healing. Healing, the word of God said, healing is the children's bread. And write down that scripture. Write out the healing scriptures. You believe in God for healing. Write out the scriptures on healing. The prayer of agreement. And then on the prayer of agreement, you don't want to get people that's always wavering something. People that's talking, you don't want double-minded people. The word of God said double-minded man receives nothing. But you're believing God. You want strong people in faith. Somebody is going to stand with you, believing the same thing, the same way you believe it. You believe in God for a house, then you get some more people that's going to be believing God for a house along with you. And it's good to get more than one person because then one can encourage another one. So somebody may say, "Well, I need prayer this week," and he said, "Don't say why you need if you need prayer, but just say, hey, I need some prayer this week." Okay, that's why it's more than two, because one can hold up the other.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Can I say something? In light of what you're saying, I would further encourage this young lady to not only the scripture that she finds that speaks to her situation, read the scriptures out loud. Let your spirit hear them. You may be reading it and you know what it says, but when you hear it, it further plants in your spirit what the word is saying. And then sometime when you're going throughout the day, you might even want to put it on a note card and put it in your pocket because the devil's going to talk to you, believe me. He's going to do his job. But as he talked to the Lord said, I'm going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And that's the word. The word is saying, I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I'm believing God. If I ask anything in his name, believe it by faith, and he told me I'm going to have it. You say it out. When you hear it, oh, Lord, I thank you. That's your word. Your word says, I can ask you. You my Papa God. I can ask you for what I want, and it will be done.
Be ready.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor.
As a prayer of dedication, or sometimes the prayer of consecration and dedication, or dedication and consecration. But it is the prayer of consecration. This has different uses for it, but I want to tell you that this prayer is based around the condition of the heart. Now, in yesterday's teaching, when we talked about the different types of prayer, and we were talking about, the prayer of supplication, and we talked about how that dealt with the condition of the heart as well, that dealt more with the manner of the heart in which you were praying. Today's particular prayer deals with the condition of the heart, not the manner in which you pray, but the condition of the heart. Consecration is the act of separating something as holy. That's what that is. When you consecrate something, you are separating that as holy. So when you're separating that as holy, you're separating it to be used by God. And when you're separating it to be used by God, you're separating it as holy unto him. So when you're praying the prayer of consecration, it's a prayer that focuses around the condition of your heart. In fact, I will tell you that oftentimes when people pray, they'll use the phrase or the term, if it be your will. In other words, they'll say a prayer, and at the very end of it, if it be your will. Well, that's not necessarily the correct way to pray unless you're praying the prayer of consecration. Why? Because when God has told us, for example, if we talk about a prayer, a petition. God's already told us that's a petition we make before him, standing on a promise he's already given us. So you don't take a promise God has given us and then present it back to him and say, if it be your will. That's like saying, I know you said you'd do this, but in case you forgot or you changed your mind, if it be your will. when we're praying a prayer of a petition or agreement, we're presenting the promises of God right back to him. In a prayer of consecration, however, we're setting ourselves apart as holy to him, or setting something apart as holy to him. And when we do that, we can cap that off with, if it be thy will. I want to go right into some different scriptures for you and show you exactly where this is at in the Bible, and then we're going to cover exactly how to do a prayer of consecration. The first scripture I want to take you to is out of the book of Matthew, and this is verse 9 through 10 out of chapter 6. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Let's read. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. What I will tell you is that this is known as the Our Father, or as the Lord's Prayer. And some people are like, well, why are you going to that? This is a foundational teaching that the Lord gave us. Now, we're not going through the whole entire prayer. We're only taking just the first couple verses. But there's a reason why. In this, Jesus is not telling us to pray the Our Father, as, you know, like in the Catholic religion, that they're saying pray this. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray that. But that's not what Jesus is telling us. What he's doing is he gave us an example. But there's things within this prayer that he's showing us how to present ourselves correctly to the Lord. So let's dissect it. The first thing it says, our Father who art in heaven. In other words, we're praying to God. That's what he's telling you to do. You're praying to God. Hallowed be your name. In other words, when you present yourself before God, what he's doing is he's showing you present yourself to God in praise. When he presents yourself to God in praise, he's saying that basically as holy is your name. He's praising the Lord. He's bringing praise to the Lord to go ahead and pray it before him. I would tell you, I gave a teaching a while back at a school. And when I did at the school I was teaching at, one of the things that I talked about and the Lord had impressed upon me to tell him is that when we pray, we enter into God's presence. But when we get into praise and worship, God enters into our presence. And when you start off by praying, when you praise, God comes into that presence. And then when we pray, we enter fully into his. So prayer is to be started off by praise. Maybe you don't have time for praise and worship music, but you should at least start off your prayer with praise for him. Then it goes on in verse 10 to say, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there's some things we could really dissect on the on earth as it is in heaven part, but one of the things we've talked about is that the Lord has showed us that we have the power or authority to bind things on earth and on heaven. But your kingdom come, your will be done. When we start off with the prayer of consecration, we're talking about the Lord's will be done. Now, I want to go ahead and take you to another scripture, and this is out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is a direct promise from God that when we consecrate ourselves as holy unto him, he has promised to hear our prayers. But there's a couple things we got to do. We have to humble our heart and walk away from the pride. You humble your heart before him. You turn away from your wicked sins. That means if your sins are over here, you turn away and walk completely away from them. You're walking away from your sins. And I glance over your shoulder looking at him, you're walking away from your sins. And if you submit yourself to him, he'll hear our prayers and he'll heal our land. And when he heals our land, that's something that we definitely need right now. But healing our land can be in many different ways. Let's go ahead and continue reading scripture. The next one we have is Psalms 37:5. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's go ahead and keep on reading. We're going right into Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So we've talked about some different scriptures, and we've backed up that the prayer of consecration is a prayer that deals with the condition of your heart. What I will also tell you, though, is it's also the condition of whatever you're praying over. So the prayer of consecration or the prayer of dedication can be used to consecrate something as holy unto the Lord, or you can turn around and dedicate something as holy unto the Lord. If there's a prayer you were to begin every day with, this would be that prayer. In other words, when people say, well, I say my morning prayers, this prayer should precede all other prayers. And so if you were to begin your day in prayer, which you should, this is the prayer that you would pray. It's a prayer of consecration. It doesn't have to be elaborate or long, but simply, Father, I dedicate my day to you. I speak your mercies and traveling mercies and goodness over my life. And I dedicate every step I take today to you. And just that with that, say, if it be your will, show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to witness in Jesus' name. So when you do that, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, but you're doing a prayer of consecration directly to him. And this is something you can do on a daily basis, but you're submitting your will to his. So you're praying, if it be thy will, into your life. Now, if you're praying over something like a home, for example, or you're praying over something you received that was a gift to you and you want to cleanse it before you come in your home, we're not necessarily going into cleansing types of prayer, but cleansing types of prayer are focused around a prayer consecration or a prayer dedication. In fact, sometimes in baptisms and different religions, they'll turn around and use a prayer dedication or prayer consecration because they're setting that child or that person apart as holy unto the Lord. So that's what a prayer of consecration is, or a prayer of dedication. It simply deals with the condition of your heart. Remember, it's not based on the manner in which you pray. That's a prayer of supplication. This deals directly with the condition of your heart. And then you're basically dedicating your will over to him. You're separating yourself from all sin. You're separating yourself from all evil. Does that mean you're not going to sin anymore? I wish it did, but the fact is you'll still make some mistakes, so don't feel pressure. But you're dedicating yourself to him. You're presenting yourself to him as holy. And as you do that, you're saying, Father, I'm intending to live my life in a holy manner for you. And you're segregating yourself unto him. And you're basically saying, you're separating yourself from the world. And you are saying, I dedicate myself as holy unto you. And I'm consecrating myself. Let your will be done in my life. And like I said, you can pray that over objects or things as well to help you out with that. But remember, we take all requests directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. He even showed this again to us in the Lord's Prayer that we pray to the Father in heaven, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Guys, as always, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. We want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can connect with all of our teachings. They're available to stream for at no cost 24 hours a day from our website. In addition, we invite you to connect with us on social media, where you can also find our teachings. You can find us on our YouTube page, our Facebook page, or on Twitter. We want to go ahead and remind you to connect with us, and if teachings are meaning something to you, then share them with the people around you, whether that be your coworkers, your family, your friends, people you know, maybe it's even people you go to church with. The fact is, if these teachings are helping you, there's a good chance to help the people that you associate with or the people that are involved in your circles. Guys, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Did everybody get the scriptures?
Power off.
Any clarity? Questions or comments?
Which scripture did he give at 2 Corinthians 7:14?
Psalm 37:5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Psalms 139:23-24.
All right. Yeah, thank you. That's what I missed.
The first scripture is Matthew 6:9-10. And then 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Richard's parents.
Then Psalms 37:5.
Connection.
And then Psalms 139:23-24.
And 2 Chronicles was at 7:14.
7:14.
Thank you.
I'd just like to share, we're going to play it again. And I want you all to understand, and Pastor, Paola, thank you so much for sharing that. I don't know, many of you who are listening and have not been part of the Institute of Biblical Learning, one of the things that we shared in that in the teachings is that the Holy Bible was written to be spoken aloud or sang. It wasn't spoken to just be read quietly in your heart. It was written to be spoken aloud because, number one, everybody didn't have a Bible in their home.
Right.
So the scrolls in their home, you know. They would go to the synagogue. And the scripture, someone would read the scripture aloud so that others could hear it. So spiritual reality happens when it's in your heart and it's spoken out, verbalized, articulated out loud, that gets spiritual reality, initiates spiritual reality. So thank you so much for sharing that again. And you know, glory to God. You cannot rebuke the devil in your mind.
Amen.
You got to speak it out because he can't read your mind. He's going to put dirt and trash in there, but you got to rebuke the devil out of your mouth. Satan, the Lord God, your satanic cohort, you got to say it out loud. Hallelujah.
Mm.
All right. Do we have any more? Have we done the 5 minutes yet?
No. Any more questions or comments? Amen.
No.
Because we're going to play.
1 more minute.
We can start right now because we missed some time. We can start it again right now. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're going to be continuing our series on the types of prayer, and today's prayer we're covering is the prayer of consecration. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Again, today's topic that we're discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Right now, we're in the middle of our series that we're doing on the different types of prayer. We're covering that this week and next week, and we're covering the different types of prayer so that as a believer, you understand how to get your prayers answered. One of the things we've said repeatedly throughout this teaching, throughout the series, I should say, is that many times when believers are not getting their prayers answered, it's because of different reasons. But one of the most common reasons is because they're not praying correctly. The fact is that the Bible outlines to us different types of prayer, and that there's different rules that govern prayer. In other words, there's different prayer for different occasions or different prayer for different situations. So sometimes when a believer is not getting their prayers answered, it's just a matter that they're not praying correctly. Now, there are other reasons why people don't get prayers answered as well. One of the things that tells us in the Word is that a prayer must line up in accordance to the will of God, and that if it does, our prayers are answered. But sometimes people think that prayer is not answered because God just doesn't hear them or he doesn't want to answer their prayer. And that's actually not correct. In fact, Jesus has promised us that when he was leaving the apostles, he said, so far you haven't had to ask anything in my name, because he was with them. But he said that when he went to the Father, that if you asked of the Father in his name, nothing would be denied from you. So when we're lined up, when our lives line up in accordance to God's will and our prayers line up in accordance to God's will, anything we boldly bring before the throne of God in the name of Jesus is answered. But we have to have the faith to receive it. I also heard Kenneth Copeland say, and I've said this repeatedly through the series, that sometimes people are doing the right thing, they're just not doing it enough. In other words, they might pray once. Maybe if they're real desperate, they pray, and then they pray, and then they pray. But a couple of weeks go by, they start to slack off a little bit, or I shouldn't say slack off, but their prayer's not as frequent. Couple months go by, it's even less frequent. After a while, they're just not praying much for that thing at all, except for when it occasionally pops in their mind. So sometimes it's because they're not praying. They're praying, but they're not praying enough or doing it consistently enough. Well, today we're going to continue our series, and today we're talking about the prayer of consecration. I want to let you know that this is often referred to as sometimes the prayer of dedication, or sometimes the prayer of consecration and dedication, or dedication and consecration. But it is the prayer of consecration. This has different uses for it, but I want to tell you that this prayer is based around the condition of the heart. Now, in yesterday's teaching, when we talked about the different types of prayer and we were talking about, you know, the prayer of supplication, and we talked about how that dealt with the condition of the heart as well, that dealt more with the manner of the heart in which you were praying. Today's particular prayer deals with the condition of the heart, not the manner in which you pray, but the condition of the heart. Consecration is the act of separating something as holy. That's what that is. When you consecrate something, you are separating that as holy. So when you're separating that as holy, you're separating it to be used by God. And when you're separating it to be used by God, you're separating it as holy unto him. So when you're praying the prayer of consecration, it's a prayer that focuses around the condition of your heart. In fact, I will tell you that oftentimes when people pray, they'll use the phrase or the term, if it be your will. In other words, they'll say a prayer, and at the very end of it, if it be your will. Well, that's not necessarily the correct way to pray unless you're praying the prayer of consecration. Why? Because when God has told us, for example, if we talk about a prayer, a petition, God's already told us that's a petition we make before him, standing on a promise he's already given us. So you don't take a promise God has given us and then present it back to him and say, if it be your will. That's like saying, I know you said you'd do this, but in case you forgot or you changed your mind, if it be your will. When we're praying a prayer of a petition or agreement, we're presenting the promises of God right back to him. In a prayer of consecration, however, we're setting ourselves apart as holy to him or setting something apart as holy to him. And when we do that, we can cap that off with, if it be thy will. I want to go right into some different scriptures for you and show you exactly where this is at in the Bible, and then we're going to cover exactly how to do a prayer of consecration. The first scripture I want to take you to is out of the book of Matthew, and this is verse 9 through 10 out of chapter 6. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Let's read. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. What I will tell you is that this is known as the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. And some people are like, well, why are you going to that? This is a foundational teaching that the Lord gave us. Now, we're not going through the whole entire prayer. We're only taking just the first couple of verses. But there's a reason why. In this, Jesus is not telling us to pray the Our Father, as, you know, like in the Catholic religion, that they're saying pray this. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray that. But that's not what Jesus is telling us. What he's doing is he gave us an example. But there's things within this prayer that he's showing us how to present ourselves correctly to the Lord. So let's dissect it. The first thing it says, our Father who art in heaven. In other words, we're praying to God. That's what he's telling you to do. You're praying to God. Hallowed be your name. In other words, when you present yourself before God, what he's doing is he's showing you present yourself to God in praise. When you present yourself to God in praise, he's saying that basically as holy is your name. He's praising the Lord. He's bringing praise to the Lord to go ahead and pray it before him. I would tell you, I gave a teaching a while back at a school, and when I did at the school I was teaching at, one of the things that I talked about and the Lord had impressed upon me to tell him is that when we pray, we enter into God's presence. But when we get into praise and worship, God enters into our presence. And when you start off by praying, when you praise, God comes into that presence, and then when we pray, we enter fully into his. So prayer is to be started off by praise. Maybe you don't have time for praise and worship music, but you should at least start off your prayer with praise for him. Then it goes on in verse 10 to say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there's some things we could really dissect on the on earth as it is in heaven part, but one of the things we've talked about is that the Lord has showed us that we have the power or authority to bind things on earth and on heaven. But your kingdom come, your will be done. When we start off with the prayer of consecration, we're talking about the Lord's will be done. Now, I want to go ahead and take you to another scripture, and this is out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is a direct promise from God that when we consecrate ourselves as holy unto him, he has promised to hear our prayers. But there's a couple things we got to do. We have to humble our heart and walk away from the pride. You humble your heart before him. You turn away from your wicked sins. That means if your sins are over here, you turn away and walk completely away from them. You're walking away from your sins. Not glancing over your shoulder looking at him. You're walking away from your sins. And if you submit yourself to him, he'll hear our prayers and he'll heal our land. And when he heals our land, that's something that we definitely need right now. But healing our land can be in many different ways. Let's go ahead and continue reading scripture. The next one we have is Psalms 37:5. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's go ahead and keep on reading. We're going right into Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So We've talked about some different scriptures, and we've backed up that the prayer of consecration is a prayer that deals with the condition of your heart. What I will also tell you, though, is it's also the condition of whatever you're praying over. So the prayer of consecration or the prayer of dedication can be used to consecrate something as holy unto the Lord, or you can turn around and dedicate something as holy unto the Lord. If there's a prayer you were to begin every day with, this would be that prayer. In other words, when people say, well, I say my morning prayers, this prayer should precede all other prayers. And so if you were to begin your day in prayer, which you should, this is the prayer that you would pray. It's a prayer of consecration. It doesn't have to be elaborate or long, but simply, Father, I dedicate my day to you. I speak your mercies and traveling mercies and goodness over my life, and I dedicate every step I take today to you. And just that with that, say, if it be your will, show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to witness in Jesus' name. So when you do that, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, but you're doing a prayer of consecration directly to him. And this is something you can do on a daily basis, but you're submitting your will to his. So you're praying, if it be thy will, into your life. Now, if you're praying over something like a home, for example, or you're praying over something you received that was a gift to you and you want to cleanse it before you come in your home, we're not necessarily going into cleansing types of prayer, but cleansing types of prayer are focused around a prayer of consecration or a prayer of dedication. In fact, sometimes in baptisms and different religions, they'll turn around and use a prayer of dedication or prayer of consecration because they're setting that child or that person apart as holy unto the Lord. So that's what a prayer of consecration is, or a prayer of dedication. It simply deals with the condition of your heart. Remember, it's not based on the manner in which you pray. That's a prayer of supplication. This deals directly with the condition of your heart. And then you're basically dedicating your will over to him. You're separating yourself from all sin. You're separating yourself from all evil. Does that mean you're not going to sin anymore? I wish it did, but the fact is you'll still make some mistakes, so don't feel pressure. But you're dedicating yourself to him. You're presenting yourself to him as holy. And as you do that, you're saying, Father, I'm intending to live my life in a holy manner for you. And you're segregating yourself unto him. And you're basically saying, you're separating yourself from the world. And you're saying, I dedicate myself as holy unto you. And I'm consecrating myself. Let your will be done in my life. And like I said, you can pray that over objects or things as well to help you out with that. But remember, we take all requests directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. He even showed this again to us in the Lord's Prayer, that we pray to the Father in heaven, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Guys, as always, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. We want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can connect with all of our teachings. They're available to stream for at no cost 24 hours a day from our website. In addition, we invite you to connect with us on social media, where you can also find our teachings. You can find us on our YouTube page, our Facebook page, or on Twitter. We want to go ahead and remind you to connect with us, and if teachings are meaning something to you, then share them with the people around you, whether that be your coworkers, your family, your friends, people you know, maybe it's even people you go to church with. The fact is, if these teachings are helping you, there's a good chance to help the people that you associate with or the people that are involved in your circles. Guys, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Mercy, any questions? I have a comment. I think this is a prayer we should always use. I think a lot of times we think of some prayers more often than other times. I think this is one that we use more so when we are fasting. It should be, just like he said, our everyday should start with prayer, because we want to dedicate our every day to the Lord. But sometimes when you're going before the Lord for something specific, a lot of times I think the prayer of consecration, when we're having a fast day, and some churches have regular fast days, like every week, maybe the Tuesday. Excuse me. I believe this is one of the prayers. This is one of the times that people use the say a prayer of consecration.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so true, Pastor Peaches. One of the things that he said in approaching any prayer is approach it with faith. You tie faith to your prayer. Because if you don't believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do, You know, you may as well, you don't even pray. If you don't have faith, if you don't believe, he said, you won't receive. He said, if you believe, you shall receive. So we thank God for that. And any other questions?
Yeah, I missed something. When he was saying, when you praise, God comes into your presence. When you pray.
Yes, but when you praise, he comes into your presence. When you pray, you go into his presence.
Okay.
Again.
Right. Okay.
Because the word says he inhabits the praise of his people. So he comes into your presence when you praise him. You go into his presence when you pray. I saw that. That's real. I see that. I see that.
This is an invitation.
Hallelujah. You praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. He comes. The manifested presence of the Lord comes when you praise. That was significant. I think we have any more questions, because we could play it one more time if you want to hear it one more time. But did that answer your question, Pastor? Any other questions or comments? Do you need the scriptures? Anybody, you got the scriptures?
The comment I like to make is that statement helps put purpose in my prayer. When I start off praising God, it's almost like when you praise him, it attracts his attention to you. It brings him to you. So it's helping me to understand what's going on when I pray. Don't be so busy with my to-do list. I need. I want you to do. I want you to. But enter into his presence first. Invoke him into your presence, rather. That Lord, I praise you. I magnify you. I give you glory and I honor you because you're worthy. You've done so much. Start out praising him, then he'll want to hear what you got to say. That's just common sense. When you start praising somebody, it's like, oh, my goodness, the child does all the prayer they ask for doing it. Well, Mama, you're so good. You're so this. So, baby, what else you want? What do you want? It just helps your heart, and it helps me see God in a better way. That statement kind of put some clarity in my understanding. But I praise God. Be asked to praise him first.
Yes.
So to get
adoration. Yes.
Praise
him. Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Go ahead. Yes. I'm just agreeing with you. I believe.
To help me to understand just what I should do or how I should be when I pray. It gives me the meaning or the purpose. Invokes me to enter into his presence by praising him so he can stop what he's doing, or not, I'm just using terminology, layman's term, and pay attention to what I'm doing, I'm saying, because I'm praising him. He's going to enter my presence when I praise him. I like that. That was simple, not understand, but it brought a simple statement, but it brought great understanding to me.
I agree. I just feel like that it's so important that we have praise and worship before we have the word of God, to invoke him into a sphere, to set up, to get ready, to be served the meal that he's getting ready to give us.
Thanks, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody love to be praised.
Hallelujah. 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 I think it's in Proverbs or Psalms where it says he inhabits the praise of his people. I had that. I'm trying to remember that scripture. I'm going to get it again, but I'm going to share that scripture. But he inhabits the praise of his people. He comes on the scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you just invite him in.
Yes, that invite. I mean, it's like somebody walking walking by an open door room and some people in the room, they're talking about you. And say, oh, Sister Cuby, Elder Cuby, that's awesome. Jesus, and you walking by the door, where they talking about you like that. And the smile come on your face, and you might say, well, you know, I think I'm going to go in this room. And you go in the room, and everybody's faces get smiles because the person that they were talking about has literally come in the room.
Yeah.
So,
I did it.
God,
amen.
The tangible manifestation comes in the room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 22:3 says he inhabits the praises of Israel.
Say that again.
Psalm 22:3 says he inhabits the praises of Israel.
And we are Israel. We are Abraham's seed, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 3:29 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He inhabits the praise of his people. Thank you, Jesus. 22. What's that? You say Psalms?
Yes, 22:3.
Psalms 22:3. Okay, I have to remember that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Any other questions or comments? Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord.
Elder Kiwi, did you get those scriptures?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to remind you, this brother's name is Neil Reyes, N-E-A-L. And his last name is R-E-Y-E-S, like Reyes, but it's Reyes. It's pronounced Reyes, Neil Reyes. And you can get him on YouTube and Facebook, and he said Twitter. And I think you can even download, he has an app, and I think you can download him, too, on your phone and access the teachings. You just go over these teachings. Sister Tiffany, I know you get off work late, and you might want to review Neil Reyes, all the teachings of the Bible, of the types of prayer so far. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fourth type. We got 5 more to go, and we may have to double up.
Okay.
Because our new semester for the Institute of Biblical Learning starts in June, the first Tuesday in June. And it's a 9-week a semester. And that's going to be awesome. And I do encourage you all to sign up for that. We will have 4 classes this time. Spiritual maturity, how to heal the sick, know your Bible, and a history of the English Bible. So we thank God for all of that. It's going to be awesome. And we have the book entitled How to Heal the Sick by Charles and Francis Hunter. Some of you may be familiar with Charles and Francis Hunter. And we have their book, and that's going to be one of the gifts that you get for signing up for our next semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. And again, the Institute of Biblical Learning will be on Tuesdays, 7 o'clock to 8:30, just the same time. But normal Bible study will not be taking place. That's starting the first Tuesday in June. And there will be another number that the students will be calling to participate in the class. So if you call this number, there won't be anybody on there but you. that's, of course, starting in June. But any more questions about the prayer of dedication or consecration? Hallelujah. Or comments. Praise God. The next prayer that we are going to be discussing is going to be the prayer of praise, worship, thanksgiving. And that'll be next week. Prayer of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Again, the nine types of prayer is the prayer of petition or faith, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of supplication, prayer of dedication or consecration, prayer of praise, worship, the casting all your cares upon the Lord prayer, the united prayer or corporate prayer, intercessory prayer, and praying in the Spirit. So this is going to be a blessed teaching. We are probably going to have to double up because there's only, let's say, four more. Yes, we're going to have to double up probably one or two occasions because the praying in the Spirit is actually three videos long. So we're going to have to double up some of the others. But are you enjoying this? Are you getting anything out of this?
Yes.
Extremely. Feels like a hierarchy in learning about how to get through to God and to do it with wisdom so that we can get from him what we need by following the rules and regulations that he lays down for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves decency and order.
Thank you.
So it makes you feel like you're coming for the king properly, so you know he's gonna grant you what you ask for.
Yes. And a lot of people don't understand. When you go to God and you just say, gimme, my name is Jimmy, or gimme, my name is Kimmy, you know, that's kind of not the protocol for receiving from the Lord. And so in this teaching, it's allowing us, number one, to hear what the Word says and to put that into action, and then we're going to be teachers to others. Because there's so many people, I've heard them say, I'm angry with God, and they go to God with a bad attitude, and they expect God, not humbly, but as if they in charge of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in charge. And God, you didn't give it to me. You said you were going to give it to me. And they got an attitude with the one that put breath in their body. And they don't understand. I put it this way, I understand, because my arm's too short to box with God. So I'm not going to dare go that way with him. And one of the statements that I think Neil had said earlier on in the teachings is that what's worth praying for is also worth waiting for.
Yes.
Waiting for. Mm-hmm.
And the perfect example of that, well, there are two of them. The biggest one I can think of is Noah. God said something's going to happen. In 100 years, 120 years, God, it didn't happen. But one day, a drop came from heaven, and then another one, and then another one.
Mm-hmm.
But he did what God said do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was obedient. He and his family were saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I think in our infantile stages, certain things God accepts because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we do know,
mm-hmm.
we got to do it.
Nobody do that. That's
and
right.
He stops accepting our little infantile things because we know better. And when the word of God comes forth, see, we're supposed to know. We're supposed to be there to hear it. And then we're held accountable.
Well, I could almost hear Elder Cuby saying, if you know better,
let's
do better. I can almost hear her saying that because that's the type of message she gives out sometimes. If you know better, do better.
Respect it.
Am I right, Elder Cuby?
You're right, Pastor. But I also feel we're giving
something like that. If you mess up, fess up. if you know better, do better. Glory to God.
Listening, Pastor, that's just like any parent. Your parent doesn't expect you to keep on falling down or keep on messing in your diaper or messing in your pants when now you got on big boy drawers. I mean, you know, so you aren't crawling anymore. You're walking. You're talking. You're feeding yourself at the table. You're doing things. So therefore, they don't expect you to, and they aren't putting parade food in front of you. They're putting food that you can eat. And you know, and small and stuff. When you are in your infantile stages, you get certain foods and you're expected to do certain things. But then when you, it's like 1 Corinthians 13, when you became a man, you put away the childish things.
Amen.
If I could say, Pastor, I'm just going to say, by hearing these teachings, it makes me feel like we give respect and we are respectful as we learn and earn and we go and we glow, you know? It's all connected.
Yeah.
And honoring our Father, you know, as best we can by learning what he wants. Give people what they want, and it's much appreciated, you know, especially to our God.
Yes.
And, you know, and one of the things I see, too, is that we honor the God in each of us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the God, see, the enemy would want to devalue us. Not important to the body.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all important. So we value each and every one of you. Those that speak, those that don't speak, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Those who are quiet, who speak up and whatever. You still have value in God's kingdom.
Right.
And we thank God for that. And we respect the God in you. We don't disrespect. That's why God wants us to speak civilly, one to another. That's why, you know, scripture, one of the scriptures I know Pastor Peters loves sharing is Ephesians 4:29, about let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but edifying, you know, to the body and helpful and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if verbatim like my wife does, but the bottom line,
that's right.
God, he wants to bless us.
He does.
When we pray, if we have not honored the God and other people, our prayers may be hindered. Oh, he will bless us as best he can, but there's some blessings that are tied up with the way we treat others.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
he will
bless
us, but there's some blessings that he can't give us, not because he don't want to, because he can't go against his word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, his word.
And Pat, you know how to work. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, you know how the world says, oh, it don't take all that. Yes, it does. It takes all that and more.
Yes.
Because you're doing it on purpose, for a purpose, because you're purposeful.
I'm going to tell you.
You know, so you defend that thing.
Yes. That's why Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. So the world gets to be deceived sometimes.
Amen.
God is not mocked. We don't make fun of God. Whatsoever man saw is that when he's going to reap it. He just saw the crop and it's going to come back multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Everything we
and
think,
he said,
we do, everything we say are seeds that are planted in the earth. That's why this prayer is important. We want to do it right so we can get a harvest.
Good harvest.
A great harvest. Glory to God.
Amen.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow. You're going to pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to see a harvest. You want to see somebody healed or delivered or set free.
Amen.
But if you're not praying the correct way, You may not see it. I've had this visual. You know, I visualize a lot of stuff. I guess y'all can understand why. Mm-hmm. I visualize us dealing with the wrong player, and a player going up like a ball that bouncing around the room. It didn't get any further than the room that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But we pray the right prayer. It's a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of God.
Yes.
Out of the room, and it goes straight to the Father God.
Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he does one of those Jackie Gleason things. Mm. How sweet it is.
Mm.
That's what Jackie Gleason used to say.
No, you sure did. I remember that.
Yeah, so
and
God
said
how sweet it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, more comments about the prayer tonight, the prayer of dedication, consecration, or any of the prayers that we've gone over thus far.
The scripture says that all that getting, get an understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
One thing he brought out that I thought was noteworthy. When he said, you pray a prayer, then you say, if it be thy will.
Mm.
That nullifies the prayer you just prayed. If the prayer you prayed is in line with the word, you don't have to say
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he put it, because it helps you understand there are times when that statement is not appropriate to your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So in learning the types of prayers that you pray, there are times when I'm planning on doing something or I'm planning on going somewhere, but God, you know better than I do.
Yeah.
That is your will for me to execute that thing. There are times
mm-hmm.
when that is important and it's necessary. But then when we are, the Lord plants something in your spirit to go looking for a car. He the one gave you the desire. You
mm-hmm.
about it before. He gave you a desire. He put it in your spirit. You get a desire to go start looking for a car. Lord, your will be
mm-hmm.
done. You go looking for the car. It's just, when he
says
the desires of
mm-hmm.
your heart, where do the desires come from but from God? He
Amen.
Gave you the desire. So he
That's
is positioning him for that desire. He busy himself to work the plans out that desire becomes a reality in your
mm-hmm.
life because you are a child of God. I
Amen.
Know that. I didn't know that. But I know that now. When it's him,
mm-hmm.
the idea. Number one, the devil's not going to tell you to do something good. So, you
exactly.
know, it had to come from God. And it's, you go to sleep, you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about it, you're dreaming about the car, you wake
mm-hmm.
up, God has put it in your spirit.
Amen.
So, for the car, he's going to turn something to your favor. One of our young ladies
mm-hmm.
went, the Lord did that to her, had this burning in her to go to, and she said when she walked into the dealership, the dealer stood up and said, Miss, I'm going to bless you today. And where'd that come from? The man,
mm-hmm.
bless you. She came out of the dealership, traded her car in, got a brand new car, had a $7 note on the car she took in because it started giving her trouble. She got a car. He paid off the old car, and the new car
mm-hmm.
note was less than the first car note. Now, but we didn't know
what
it was.
Forgot.
We were there for the line. But that's
how it
works.
Yes,
God.
It does. Yes, it does.
He already
Amen.
Worked the plan out. He just wants you to take the first step, baby. Start walking. I already got
it
fixed. Go get it.
That's right.
Yes.
It's safe looking. No, where it is, but you're looking. And
right.
God will show you. This is it. And have you ever done anything and you had this seem like a peace that entered your spirit that, my God,
yes.
I know that was because of what the feeling that came over you. It wasn't a troubling. It wasn't something
mm-hmm.
you didn't get troubled about it. You didn't go, oh, my Lord, I know I shouldn't have done that. Oh, my God, I should scratch your head.
Mm-hmm.
No, Lord, I know that was you. I feel good about
yes.
this.
Yes.
God. He said, all of your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
He's not directing your
right.
path. He's going to say, Lord, is this your will? Yes, it's his will.
Yes,
like the person, Miss
Brother Reyes said, there are times when it's appropriate to say, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
What you do about a certain thing, there are times you say, Lord, I need you to direct me the way to go about
this. Yeah.
Sometimes I tell God just that. I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Yes.
But I need you help me. Show me the direction to take. Yes, there are times when it's appropriate to ask that. But there are times when it's appropriate. I think I was grateful for the way he brought that out. When what you're praying is the will of God, when you're praying is the word of God, when you're praying what he says to do, you're claiming his promise. You don't have to say, if it's your will, Lord, and if not, because you know why would you pray?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We build everything off the word of God. He said, my word have I hid in your heart, that I may not sin against thee. So when you build off the word of God, you can't go wrong. You hide it in your heart, and you know exactly what God is saying and what he wants. You just follow through.
Amen.
Be obedient to it. Yield to it.
I think so many times, and for so long, we've been doing things out of our own head and the way we think it's supposed to be, and incorrectly, and wondering, well, why didn't I get that answer? Why didn't that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, we've been praying the incorrect prayer over a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
You may believe in God for something, and you praying a prayer of consecration. No, the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know. But when you learn correctly something how to do, then it's respect. When you learn better, you gotta do better, and you will get better results. That's the thing. You're going to get the results you're supposed to when you learn the right way of doing something, the way God planned it to be.
Okay, so much better. Mm-mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, one of the things that really irks me sometimes is when someone is praying for someone to be healed, and they say, if it's the Lord's will. That's not the Bible says, I would that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. Now, they ought to be praying, Lord, we want to prosper her soul right now. And the healing going to take care of itself because he already promised that he going to heal.
Amen.
Pray your soul prosper. So we need to be praying for folks' soul prosper, for them to meet Jesus, shown up, and turn their lives over to God. And healing going to take place. But we say stuff again. He promised it to, and you can say, "This is well. Wait a minute now. You promised it to me. Now, like Neil said, you didn't mean it. You're gonna take it back. You know. So it's important that now we do understand. And I understand about dedication and consecration."
Mm-hmm.
Dedicating your day to the Lord. Is it the Lord's will? You have me be where you want me to be. You know, the Lord's will. Be in the, in other words, moved by him. To be in where he wants us to be, where he wants us to be, to do what he wants us to do in his will. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will on this day.
Praise the Lord.
For that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Any other comments or questions before we end today? I thank God for this teaching.
Amen. He said that he would not have us ignorant. And thank God for his word and us being able to have someone expounded upon it to give us clarity and teaching us how to get better results in our prayers and just how to pray certain prayers.
We should pray every week before we get on the line so we have deeper understanding.
Amen.
He can take us even further, you know, set the atmosphere for learning, you know.
God.
Do our part. He'll do his part.
Pastor Vi, are you still there?
Yes.
Could you dismiss us in prayer, if you would?
Our Father, we do thank you. We praise you, Lord, because you're so good, so kind, so merciful, God. You've been so worthy, Lord. We thank you for this
time of dissecting your word and grasping your word upon our heart, getting an understanding of what your word is saying to us. Lord, help us, oh God, to walk in your word. Help us to apply your word to what we're doing, so that we will be more fruitful in our praying. Type of prayer that we are praying in the name of Jesus. Bless Dr. Bird and Pastor Peaches, oh God, and the entire church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and for the powerful ministry that they have, oh God, and enlightening the people on the word of God. They have to grow, haven't been fed this kind of word. They have to grow. It will grow their light. It will grow them where they stand, where they play, where they play. It will grow them. They will be prosperous and in good health as their soul prosper, because they will have a greater understanding of your word. Cover us each with the blood of God as we separate from each other on this line, but not from your presence. Take us through and give us the strength that we need. Give us a good night. Wake us up at the time of appointment in the morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 All right. Amen.
Hallelujah. See y'all tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night for the Wednesday International Victory Service. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
What you do about it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, anointed one, Jesus. Anointed one, risen and exalted.
God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. God loves you. We love you, too. Nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have a good night, everybody.
See you in a few hours. See you in a few hours.
Good night, guys. I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
Love y'all.
Love you, too.